KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's just recap the Drake Relays results from Saturday, the third and final day of the relays. In high school action on Saturday, among the place winners, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood was the champion in the girls' 400-meter hurdle event. Also in the girls' 1,500-meter run, Emma Lucas of Bedford placed sixth, and Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood was seventh in that event. Also in the boys' 1,600 meters, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer placing sixth overall in that event at Drake. Also from the weekend, the Western Iowa Shootout. That's a boys' soccer tournament hosted by Trainer on Saturday. Saw Trainer beat Missouri Valley 10-0. AHSTW downing Logan Magnolia 9-0. East Sac County beat Missouri Valley 4-0. It was Underwood over Logan Magnolia 3-0. Trainer beat East Sac County 5-2. And AHSTW defeating Underwood 4-0. In the championship match, AHSTW is the champ as the Vikings beat Trainer by a 2-1 final in that championship match. Also on Saturday in high school boys golf, the Tri-Center boys were winners in the Missouri Valley Boys Golf Invitational held at the Logan Missouri Valley Country Club Saturday. On the team side, it was Tri-Center with a 353 total. That was better than Underwood's 362. Logan Magnolia also shot 362 for third. Missouri Valley at 365 and AHSTW at 395 round out the top five teams. Individually, Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia was the champ, shooting a 76. Nick Tennis of Missouri Valley was runner-up with 77. Trevor Carlson of Tri-Center with an 81 was third. Zach Matthews of Tri-Center shot 83 for fourth. And Dalton Larson of Underwood was fifth with an 85 in that tournament Saturday. Also Saturday at the Sydney Boys Golf Invitational, it was Kemper Catholic winning the team title as they shoot a 330 total. Clorinda was the runner-up with a 369. Bedford placing third at 388. Shenandoah with a 391 was fourth. Sydney placing fifth with a 407. Fremont Mills, Woodbine, Essex, and East Mills, the rest of the schools. Individually, Ross Kanabe of Kemper Catholic was the medalist, shooting an 81, the low score. In fact, Kemper Catholic had the top five scorers. Evan Coster shot 82. Dawson McDermott, 83. Jack Tiefenthaler, an 84. And Cole Collison, an 86. For Kemper Catholic as they swept the top five spots individually. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, the Cardinals took the rubber game of their three-game set with the Reds as Jack Flaherty and Yadier Molina led a 5-2 victory in a game heard here on KJAN. Molina drove in three runs to back Flaherty, who tossed seven shutout innings in the Redbirds' seventh win in eight games. Cincinnati didn't score until Scott Schebler hit a two-out, two-run double in the ninth inning. Elsewhere in the National League Sunday, Philadelphia beat Miami 5-1. The New York Mets over Milwaukee 5-2. Atlanta outscored Colorado 8-7. Washington beating San Diego in 11 innings 7-6. L.A. over Pittsburgh 7-6. Chicago over Arizona outlasting them in 15 innings by a 6-5 final. In the American League, Albert Pujols passed Barry Bonds for third place in career RBIs by hitting a go-ahead two-run double in the first inning of the Angels' 7-3 victory over the Royals. Pujols increased his RBI total to 1,997 when he pulled a fastball from Homer Bailey just past third baseman Kelvin Gutierrez. Matt Harvey was sharp in his first win for Los Angeles, allowing just one run and two hits over seven innings. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 5-2, Toronto topping Oakland in 11 innings 5-4, Chicago beat Detroit 4-1, Minnesota over Baltimore 4-1, Texas beat Seattle 14-1, and it was Houston 4-1 over Cleveland. In interleague play, the New York Yankees topping San Francisco by a final of 11-5. In other baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Alex Reyes broke the pinky on his non-throwing hand when he punched a wall in frustration after his last start for AAA Memphis. The 24-year-old right-hander gave up three runs and three hits in 2 2/3 innings during a 6-4 win at Omaha Thursday night. He'll be placed on the 10-day injured list. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt said Sunday, "That's disappointing, but life's about growth, right? I know he's had some frustration. He clearly is a guy that has a hunger to be great and has a high expectation of himself." Reyes made three relief appearances with the Cardinals this season, going 0-1 with a 15 earned run average, allowing five runs in three innings. General manager Michael Gersh said Reyes will recuperate at the Cardinals' spring training facility in Jupiter, Florida. Reyes made his big league debut in 2016 and missed 2017 while recuperating from Tommy John surgery. He made one appearance for St. Louis last year. The Atlanta Braves have acquired left-hander Jerry Blevins from the Oakland Athletics for $1. Blevins posted a 4.85 ERA in 64 games with the New York Mets last year and signed a minor league deal with Oakland before this season. Blevins has a 3.52 ERA in 12 seasons with Oakland, Washington, and the Mets. The Mets have designated backup catcher Travis d'Arnaud for assignment, signaling a possible departure for one of the organization's longest tenured players. d'Arnaud is 2 for 23 and has struggled defensively as well. White Sox rookie Eloy Jimenez was placed on the 10-day injured list Sunday with a high right ankle sprain. The 22-year-old was injured when he crashed into the left field wall Friday night, trying to catch a home run by Detroit's Grayson Griner in the third inning. The Nationals have put first baseman Ryan Zimmerman on the 10-day injured list because of plantar fasciitis in his right foot. Zimmerman was hurt while trying to make a catch in Tuesday's game in Colorado. San Diego rookie shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. left Sunday's game at Washington following an awkward-looking split while trying to stretch for a throw at second base. He was unable to keep his foot on the bag during that play. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team was limited to 6 hits and a 5-1 loss at Ohio State as the Buckeyes avoided a 3-game sweep of their Big Ten series. That was Iowa's 5th straight series win in conference play.
Same story as last weekend. Today doesn't ruin the fact that we had a good weekend and took another series, but it's disappointing how we played today. Offensively, we just weren't sharp. We weren't very good.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes' only run scored in the 7th after the Buckeyes had built a 5-0 advantage. At 11-7, the Hawkeyes are alone in 4th place in the Big Ten race. Well, the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics have opened their respective NBA Conference semifinal series with victories. Kevin Durant poured in 35 points, and Draymond Green almost had a triple-double to help the Warriors post a 104-100 win over the Houston Rockets. The Warriors will host Game 2 on Tuesday. In Milwaukee, Kyrie Irving and Al Horford each had double-doubles as the Celtics ripped the top-seeded Bucks 112-90. Irving finished with 26 points and 11 assists, while Horford chipped in 20 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Tuesday in Milwaukee. The Carolina Hurricanes lost their starting goaltender and a frontline defenseman to injuries on Sunday, yet they still managed to take a 2-0 lead over the New York Islanders in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Isles led 1-0 until Warren Fogle and Nino Niederreiter scored in the first 65 seconds of the third period to send the Hurricanes past New York 2-1. The Hurricanes will host Game 3 on Wednesday. San Jose and Colorado are tied at a game apiece after Tyson Berry scored the tie-breaking goal and had 2 assists to help the Avalanche beat the Sharks 4-3 Sunday. The Avalanche will host Game 3 on Tuesday. Chase Elliott has won the NASCAR Cup race at Talladega Super Speedway, giving Chevrolet its first victory of the season. Elliott took the lead shortly after a restart with 4 laps to go and worked with 3 other Chevy drivers to hold off the rest of the field. He won for the first time since October. Elliott locked up a playoff spot and became the 6th different driver to win through 10 races this season. Hendrick Motorsports teammate Alex Bowman finished 2nd, followed by rookies Ryan Preece and Daniel Hemric. In golf, Ryan Palmer and John Rahm shot 3-under-69 in the alternate shot final round of the Zurich Classic to win the PGA Tour's only team event by 3 strokes over Sergio Garcia and Tommy Fleetwood. Tom Pernice Jr. and Scott Hoke completed a wire-to-wire victory in the PGA Tour Champions Bass Pro Shops Legends, opening with Pernice's hole-in-one in the Top of the Rock par 3 course. And Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says several new players will need to step up between now and the start of fall camp. The Hawkeyes had 4 players taken in the NFL draft, and all 4 of those could have returned for next season.
We've lost a lot of good players, you know, from this last year's team. And, you know, really good senior class. It was totally invested, and then you lose 4 more guys on top of it. But I will say this on that topic, too. I think our seniors, our leadership group, they're very visibly working at things. Like, they're trying to move the team forward, and I think last year's guys did a great job of that too, so that's a real good indicator.
Quarterback Nate Stanley says he likes the way his receivers have progressed.
They've all stepped up, you know, Brandon, Amir, Nico, they've all done a great job at stepping up, doing what they need to do. Tyrone as well, he's done a great job, and then Nate Weeding and some of the younger guys at tight end, they're battling and competing every single day, so they're doing a great job.
The Hawkeyes closed out their spring drills on Friday. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.